Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are here for day two of our lesson, Financing Your Business. Now, I know not everyone is interested in starting their own business, but if you are, this is a very important lesson. We're learning how to finance your business or company in the best way. And you have some talk about it questions in your magazine. One of them is, think of some creative ways to pay for a new business. Carolyn, what is a creative way to pay for a business?
Well, I grew up doing a lot of fundraising, and if you're starting a new business, then you want to make sure that people will support you, and you could have a fundraising party and encourage people to donate to your business so that you can provide a service for them. How else could you use this, Nathaniel?
Well, I have a friend, and he kind of does farming. He farms vegetables, but he also works at a restaurant. This restaurant also takes his vegetables so that he can sell other vegetables outside of their store, so they don't have to pay for some of the food that they need.
All right, so it's kind of a win-win situation. Think of some creative ways. Often the best ways will not only benefit you, but benefit other people as well. Well, let's get started with the first reading, with this conversation, actually, between Uncle Bob and Ben.
Financing your business.
Instead of borrowing right away, we waited until the business was a little better established. Then we borrowed money and used it to expand the business.
How did waiting help?
Well, by the time we took out the loan, we had an income stream and a healthy balance sheet. So we were less of a risk for lenders. That meant we were able to borrow on better terms.
So, you think we should wait before getting a loan?
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. When should you expand your business? Should you apply for a loan? These are all very important questions to think about before starting a business. In today's article, we'll get some great tips on these exact questions. But before we begin, let's look at the vocabulary. Balance sheet. Balance sheet is a noun. I think you should check the company's balance sheet before you buy it. Inevitably. Inevitably is an adverb. You will inevitably face challenges, but you can overcome them. Seed money. Seed money is a noun. The seed money for Sam's business came from his parents. Line of credit. Line of credit is a noun. Patrick went to the bank because he needed a line of credit. Your more information word is income stream. Income stream is a noun. Let's finish the article.
So we've just enjoyed part of a conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben. Nathaniel, today it's your turn to be Uncle Bob. Carolyn, you will continue to be Ben. All right, Nathaniel, let's get started.
Okay. Instead of borrowing right away...
No. Nathaniel, remember what we talked about.
Right. Okay. Instead of borrowing right away, we waited until the business was a little better established. Then we borrowed money and used it to expand the business.
How did waiting help?
Well, by the time we took out the loan, we had an income stream and a healthy balance sheet. So we were less of a risk for lenders.
Wait. Excellent. That was excellent, Uncle Bob. You did remember what we talked about. First, I want to talk about something here from this sentence from Uncle Bob. He says, by the time we took out the loan, we had an income stream. I want to talk a little bit about an income stream. Your income stream is kind of the flow of cash or how your income comes in. So how else could you use that phrase, Carolyn, an income stream?
Well, it is kind of an interesting phrase. When you think of a stream, you think of water that is flowing. So this is money that is flowing in, and you want a healthy income stream if you're going to have a successful business. Right, Nathaniel?
Yes, and I think an income stream is also money that you make regularly. So you have this income stream and you can expect what kind of money you're going to make regularly.
That's right. So of course, just like Carolyn said, you kind of think of water with this word stream. I also think of cash flow. You use that word flow to talk about water too. So in many ways, people use water terms to talk about finances or money. A stream of money, the cash flow, different things like this. Well, we saw something else here in this sentence, a healthy balance sheet. Let's take a look at that word bank word right there. It is a balance sheet. Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, a balance sheet shows a business's income and their expenses. So how much money you take in and how much money you pay out or spend. And it's very good to have this if you want to have a loan because it shows the bank that you are a successful business or maybe a not so successful business.
That's right. Well, Nathaniel, how else could you use a balance sheet or who would benefit from a balance sheet?
Well, I think anyone who is in business or has a small business or a big business as well should have a balance sheet. And a balance sheet should also tell you where your money has come from. Not only what you have, but where you got it as well.
All right. Well, it's good to keep track of things in your business as you get started. That's why it's good to have a balance sheet like this to let you know where you are. And Carolyn, it says the word healthy here. What does that mean? Does that mean the balance sheet is not sick?
Well, here it's not talking about well or sick. It's a healthy balance sheet means that you are making money. Your business is successful, so it is healthy. It is growing and thriving, and a good business should have a healthy balance sheet.
Excellent. Well, I think it's time for us to continue talking about this conversation. Actually, we're finished for now, Uncle Bob, because we want to enjoy some time with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Let's go there now.
Hi, friends. If you're running a business, we hope that you are not in the red.
Yes, we hope that you are in the black.
Now, Steve, before we confuse everyone any further, let's talk about what in the red and in the black mean.
Okay. These expressions come from bookkeeping in the old days. People who kept business records usually wrote things down using two colors of ink. Red ink indicated expenses or how much money was lost, and black ink indicated profits or how much money was being made.
So if your business is unprofitable and losing money, then you can say it's in the red. Lots of magazines operate in the red these days because fewer people subscribe to them.
They're losing more money than they're making, due to the internet, no doubt. But if your business is creating more income than expenses, then it is in the black. You're making a profit.
And if your business is in that unusual position where it's neither making money nor losing money,
well, then we don't use any ink. We say it's breaking even.
今天的课文中, Uncle Bob说当年他的生意有了固定的收益, 资产负债表也比较健全, 这就构成了很好的条件来贷款。 我们不妨来学两个相关的片语, in the black 跟 in the red。 一般公司在记账时常常会用红色的数字表示亏损或者负债, 这也就是 in the red 出现赤字的由来。 而 in the black 正好相反, 表示有盈余。 那如果收益跟支出都刚好打平, 没有盈余, 也没有亏损, 那就叫做 break even. You need to earn $3,000 to break even. 你必须有3000块钱的收入才会损益两平。 这就是今天的Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, it's good to be in the black with your business. Well, let's continue, Uncle Bob.
Okay, Uncle Bob was talking about the relationship between the lenders and his company, and he continues, that meant we were able to borrow on better terms.
Wait, excellent. We were able to borrow on better terms. Thank you, Uncle Bob. We want to talk about that phrase there, to do something on some terms. So you'd borrow on better terms. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that the situation or the agreement that you are able to use when applying for a loan is more favorable. It is better for you as the borrower. So if you have a healthy balance sheet, you can get a better deal on your loan. You can borrow on better terms.
You can borrow on better terms. But how else might you use that kind of phrase, Nathaniel, to do something on some kind of terms?
Well, people could be on good terms or on bad terms. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we also say that people are on speaking terms or not on speaking terms. If you're on speaking terms, of course, you're talking to each other. But if you're not on speaking terms, you're not communicating very well. Maybe you're not even saying anything to each other.
All right, so you do want to make sure to try to stay on speaking terms with people to maintain good relationships. If you're working for a company and you need to leave, you want to make sure that you leave on good terms so that you maintain a good relationship with that company, that there are no hard feelings. You want to leave on good terms, not on bad terms. Right now, it's time for us to go and enjoy another line with Ben right here before we go to the language lab. Ben?
Yes. So you think we should wait before getting a loan?
Excellent. Excellent question, Ben. I like that question. And of course, I like spending time with Michelle, too. Let's go to the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 inevitably 这个副词。Inevitably 是指必然的或者是无可避免的。例如 inevitably, overexpansion soon caused a financial burden for the company. 无可避免的过度扩充很快地造成了公司财务上的负担。它的形容词是 inevitable, I-N-E-V-I-T-A-B-L-E。例如 ,the scandal has had some inevitable effects on the image of this public figure. 这个丑闻对于这位公众人物的形象有了一些无可避免的影响。接下来我们看的是 seed money 这个名词。seed 是指种子，所以 seed money 是指种子基金或者是创业基金。例如 ,Mike borrowed his seed money for his bakery from his in-laws. Mike 的面包店的创业基金是向亲家借的。或者是 ,that charity organization offers seed money for low-income families to start their own businesses. 这家慈善机构提供低收入户家庭创业基金。
In our article today, Uncle Bob has been sharing his own business experiences with Ben, and he's told him about how he was able to get his first loan on better terms because he already had a healthy balance sheet and an income flow or an income stream. So it sounds like Uncle Bob has some really great advice that he can share with his nephew Ben, and we have some more of this conversation coming up in the next part of our reading today.
Financing your business.
Practically speaking, most small businesses inevitably go through several rounds of financing as they grow. Like your company, most small businesses are started with seed money from their owner's savings or family members. The businesses aren't usually started with money from a loan.
How will I know when the time is right to borrow?
Once companies are more established, the owners have a lot more choices. They might, for example, get a line of credit, take on a partner, or get a loan. If borrowing money will make you money, then it's time to consider it.
So it's all a matter of timing.
That's right. And right now, it's time for lunch.
Sounds good. Where should we go?
An excellent conversation with Uncle Bob and Ben. Well, let's learn something from their conversation. Nathaniel, please continue as Uncle Bob.
Practically speaking, most small businesses inevitably go through several rounds of financing as they grow.
Excellent. Let me just stop you right there. I love to interrupt. Okay, we have an important word we want to talk about there. From the word bank, it is the word inevitably. Inevitably, that means you're talking about something that is unavoidable. It will happen sooner or later. Inevitably. So, Carolyn, how could you use that word?
Well, you could also change the word a little bit and say something is inevitable. So I think it is inevitable that Gabe will be interrupting Nathaniel during this reading today.
Excellent. That was a great way to use that word, Carolyn. Nathaniel, how could you use that word inevitable or inevitably?
Well, if a big business moves into a town, the small businesses around it may inevitably fail if they're selling the same thing or offering the same things.
Oh, that's so true. Sometimes my favorite companies or stores, maybe little mom-and-pop restaurants, go out of business because there is a bigger one that has a better business or is doing better financially. I don't like it when that happens, but it is inevitable that some people go out of business. Another way you could phrase this is by saying it's only a matter of time that this will happen. Or some people like to say, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It is inevitable. It will happen sometime. Well, let's continue, Uncle Bob.
Like your company, most small businesses are started with seed money from their owner's savings or family members. The businesses...
And inevitably, Gabe interrupts because we have something important to talk about there. Sorry, Nathaniel. Thank you. This is from our word bank, of course. It is the phrase seed money, and it could be easy to remember because, of course, a seed is a beginning of some kind. So it's the money that you need to start your business or to start whatever you want to do. Carolyn, where might you use that phrase seed money?
Well, maybe if you're saving money for college, you need a little seed money to start your bank account, collect some interest, and eventually pay for your tuition. I need some seed money, Gabe.
Well, that seed money is not coming from me.
Oh.
Nathaniel, is there another way to talk about that phrase seed money?
Well, I think most often you will use this term seed money when talking about business. It's not something that we talk about a lot. But I do want you to know that seed money can include loans, though it can also be money that you have saved or that other people have given you, like Uncle Bob said.
That's right. So maybe, perhaps, Uncle Bob might even be willing to give Ben some seed money for Ben and Sandy's new business. Sometimes it does come from family members or from your own personal savings. Well, I don't think Uncle Bob has finished his line here. Uncle Bob, please continue.
The businesses aren't usually started with money from a loan.
Oh, how will I know when the time is right to borrow?
Once companies are more established, the owners have a lot more choices. They might, for example, get a line of credit, take on a partner, or get a loan.
Yes. Yes, that's great. That's great, Uncle Bob. Thank you. We have some more words here we want to talk about. From the word bank, a line of credit. This is the maximum amount of money that you can use for credit. So what is important to remember about a line of credit, Carolyn?
Well, you want to make sure that you have a good line of credit and not a bad one so that banks will trust you to repay the money that you borrow.
Okay.
So if you want to buy a car, you need to have a good line of credit.
But then how can you get a good line of credit?
Well, a lot of people start out with a credit card, and they make a purchase and then pay it off immediately. And they make many small purchases to help build up their line of credit. I bought this, and then I paid it off, so I don't owe any money.
That's right. You don't want to let your debt build over time. You want to try to pay things off right away. That's good advice, Carolyn. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, remember that a line of credit is also kind of like an agreement between you and the credit card company or whatever company it is about how much money you can spend. So you could think of this line as a kind of limit, marking where you can spend to.
All right, let's take a look at some other words from this sentence. To take on something, like taking on a partner. That means to add a new partner. Or you can adopt something new, like taking on a new policy. Maybe you want to benefit another organization and they can benefit you. You could take on a charity organization. Or you can also take on a challenge. You're willing to accept the challenge. All right, Uncle Bob, please continue.
If borrowing money will make you money, then it's time to consider it.
So it's all a matter of timing.
That's right. And right now, it's time for lunch.
Sounds good. Where should we go?
I know where we should go. We should go and enjoy a review skit, and then enjoy some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, Ben. How's the business coming along?
Well, we followed your advice and things are going well.
Good for you.
The crucial challenge now is financing.
Financing is important.
Obviously, we're funding the company with our savings, but we could run out of money.
Ooh, undercapitalization is one of the major reasons for small business fail.
Oh, yeah. So, what is your advice about outside financing?
Instead of borrowing right away, maybe you should wait.
Wait? How will waiting help?
If you have an income stream and a healthy balance sheet, you are less of a risk for lenders.
So we'll be able to borrow on better terms.
Yeah, that's the idea. Small businesses inevitably go through financing as they grow.
How will we know when the time is right to borrow?
Wait until your company is established. Then you'll have more choices.
More choices?
Yeah, you can get a line of credit. Or take on a partner. Or take out a loan. When borrowing money will make you money, then you should consider it.
So it's all a matter of timing?
Yeah. Now, it's time for lunch. Can I borrow some lunch money? Just kidding. But if you have some.
Okay, 继续我们看到对话中 Uncle Bob 的句子。 Once companies are more established, 里面的 established 这个形容词, 它原本是 establish, 建立这个动词的过去分词, 当形容词是指稳固的, 或者是已经被建立的。 例如, we visited several established fashion houses during our trip to Milan. 我们去米兰的旅途中访问了几家知名的时尚品牌。 所以我们看的是 line of credit 这个名词， credit 是指信用贷款， 所以 line of credit 是指信贷的额度。 例如 Bob requested a line of credit from the bank， Bob 请银行批准他的信用额度， 或者是 the company's line of credit was cancelled because of a delay of the loan payment， 这家公司的信用额度因为没有付贷款而被取消了。 And now let's head back to our teachers.
Well, I learned some important things from our conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben today. It's important when you're starting a business to have a good line of credit. You want to be able to have a good relationship with other people you might be working with so that they can trust you if they're going to lend you money. This makes me think, though, about credit cards. Many people have credit cards. Nathaniel, do you use a credit card, and why or why not?
I don't have my own credit card, but there have been a few times where I've need to purchase something online, so I use someone else's.
Okay, so maybe someone else trusts you with their credit card. Carolyn, do you use a credit card?
I do use a credit card. I use it when I'm buying things online or trying to purchase plane tickets. It's very useful to have a credit card.
I agree. It can be useful. Of course, you don't want to go over your limit, and you want to make sure that you pay your credit card off right away or as soon as possible. Well, thank you for joining us today for our financing lesson. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Injun Joe sounded angry.
I tell you again, I don't care about the money. You can have it. But her husband sent me to prison. He's dead, but I'll have my revenge on his widow. She'll pay for what he did. I'm going to mark her. Cut her face with my knife. We'll have to wait till the people go and the lights are out. There's no hurry.
Huck was sure that they were going to wait in silence, and silence was very dangerous. He started to move away backwards, hardly breathing. One step, another step, another. It was safe to turn. He turned and walked forward, still carefully. At last it was safe to run, and he ran down the hill to the old Welsh farmer's house. There he banged on the door. The heads of the old man and his two strong sons looked out of windows.
Who's banging? What do you want?
Let me in. Quick. Huck was nearly crying.
Is that Huckleberry Finn? All right, boys, let him in. Let's see what the trouble is.
3 minutes later, the old man and his sons, carrying guns, started up the hill. Huck went with them to show them the way, but he stopped 50 meters before the place where he had heard the two men. He hid behind a rock while the Welshman and his sons went on.